Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Well, good evening, everyone. You have tuned in to God in the Midst Radio and the Points Christian Fellowship Friday Night Life Edition. Now it's the 2018. I am your co-host, Elder Paul McCoy, pastor of the Point Christian Fellowship in St. Louis, and also the Church of God in Christ of Faith Tabernacle. We first thank and praise God for allowing us to come together for this final Friday of the year 2018. We just thank and praise God for His goodness and His mercy and all that He has done and continues to do in our lives. Right now, what we're going to do is open up the line, find out if our host, Pastor Herbert, are you there? Can you hear me? Are you online
Amen.
Yet?
Amen. I can hear you.
Amen. You all are here. Well, what we're going to do is, if you don't mind, right now, our Elder Marshall has not tuned in yet. I'm not sure if he will. But what I'm going to do is give the mic over to you, Pastor Herbert, and we'll start off tonight. We'll just get right down to the point. And
All
let's
right.
just get it started, sir. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory for the great thing that He has done. And He has done a lot. I mean, I'm talking about just today. I'm talking about over the past week. Oh, when I look back over the month. Well, if I really look, I can say this year. Well, I can't stop. At this year, I can look way back. I tell you, I can look way back. He's been doing some stuff. And I can look back, but then I can look forward too. My hindsight is 20/20, but boy, this forward vision is just something else. And we're so glad to be here on this evening. I know that the Get'em folks are on break this week. I don't know if Pastor Mom or Apostle Kid is on the line. I know that they said that they were taking a break till the beginning of the year. This will be our last time coming together this year. We got Deacon Michael here with us this evening. Then got a longtime friend of mine. We're going to hear from him a little bit later on in the program. Good friend of mine by the name of Lynn Brown. And my goodness, if I know he was going to be here, I'd have had him to just say something this evening. Because he liked that form of commercial. They say he know a thing or two. Because he's seen a thing or two. but we are grateful to be here this evening and look forward to what God's going to do in this coming year. I'm going to ask Deke to give us a scripture. I got Brother Brown here. I know he can pray a little bit. He might not have prayed in front of a lot of people, but there ain't a lot of people right here, so. I know he can at least ask for some forgiveness, and he knows to talk to Jesus in them, so. So after we would hear from Deacon Michael the scripture, and we're gonna get prayer from my good brother Len Brown, who is a member of the Point now. Amen. He is a member of the Point. And after that, I'm gonna ask you, Elder, if you would go on and give us a song. And if that be all right, we're gonna roll like that this evening.
Amen. That'll be just fine. That'll be just fine. We can we'll start off with the song, and then, as you said, we will begin prayer and get to the point. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll definitely do the favorite, the point. We'll call it the point favorite. One of the point favorites.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Amen.
All right. Let's get to the point of prayer.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Shine. On me. Shine.
Yeah.
Lord, let the light of the lighthouse, let it shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Shine on me. Please, Lord, let your light of your lighthouse, let it shine on me. Because he's wonder in my soul, he's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name, 'cause I thank God for Jesus. God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus, and bless his name.
Amen.
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 Point of praise.
Amen. All right, this is Deacon White. I'm going to be reading from Psalms 24, King James Version, verse 1 through 3, 7 through 10. And he says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it up on the seas and established it up on the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Brown. Oh. Talk to him. This is when I'm not prepared. Oh, pray, brother. Pray. Just pray, brother. I thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For I was going to say thank you, Father, for flying me down here. Say
yes, Lord.
For people down here who have helped me and who have been in my life.
Yes.
I want to thank you.
Thank you.
For Pastor McCoy and everyone the things that we have been able to do today and accomplish today, the things that we accomplished yesterday.
Yes, Lord.
How you have brought us through.
Yeah, yeah.
And continue
yes.
to keep your hedge around us, Lord.
Yes, thank Lord. You, Lord.
I can't say enough
mm-hmm.
how much I appreciate, how much I really, really love you, Lord.
Yes,
I love you because you are a loving God.
I love you.
You are a giving God.
Yes.
And you are a forgiving God.
Yes, Lord.
Because I know that you are real.
Yes, Lord.
And glory be to you.
Yes, Lord.
As always, I will keep you in my heart, in my mind.
Yes.
As I walk this road of life,
yes.
I know that you have things before me that I don't even know what they are.
Yes.
But I know it's all for the good.
Yes, yes.
It's all for the good. You've been carrying me and carrying those that I care about and that I love.
Yes.
And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you for that prayer.
Yes.
Amen. That was straight from the heart there. Mm-hmm. Because he wasn't prepared. I said, it's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he done brought you here.
Yeah. I have to go straight to what I really know.
Yeah. He done brought you to the table.
Yeah. 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 I don't take things for granted.
Amen.
You know, because planes fall out of the sky, and you know, he just safely just brought me up here,
amen.
And you know, and I have people in my life that care about me.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes you know, Satan will tell me, you know, that you know, it's just you. You don't have any family. You got a sister to come by every now and then.
All right.
I do have a family.
Amen.
And I just can't wait to get up here.
Amen.
I really can't. When I first came down, I was very excited. And then the Lord started doing a lot of things in my way. And he started changing a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you know how he whispers, are you sure? Do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna pass it back over to Elder Paul.
Okay.
And he's gonna give us one more song. I know he got a little something else, and then we're gonna hear a word. We're gonna get on to the point.
All right. All right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. What a fellowship, what a joy divine.
Lead
on.
Yes.
The everlasting on.
Yes.
What a blessedness.
Yes.
What a peace in mind.
Yes.
Lean on the everlasting arms I'm leaning.
Yes.
Leaning.
Safe
and secure from all alarms.
Yeah.
I'm leaning.
Yeah.
Leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This evening, I want to be able to finish this year out. I start the year out, I guess a motto for this year was focusing on the unseen in 2018. And what I want to do is take us over to the 46th number of Psalms. And there in the 46th number of Psalms, this is one of those Psalms that David, that choir director, put together. And it's very powerful. It reads like this. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling path, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when the morning dawns. The nation made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. That's somebody might say, who is? The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come. Behold the work of the Lord. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot with fire. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. And as I said, we started this year out with the motto of focusing on the unseen in 2018. And we want to talk this evening about keep your focus. Keep your focus. You need to keep your focus. And, you know, as we enter into getting prepared to enter into another year. In this year coming, I'll celebrate some 9 years being at the Point Christian Fellowship. Then secondly, this will be, I think, about 4 years of my being the senior pastor at the Point Christian Fellowship. And thirdly, this year will mark 57 years that I've had to wear some kind of corrective lenses for my vision. Now, the last event may not be very meaningful to many, but it's important. See, I was diagnosed at the age of 8 with a form of myopic impairment. Without some assistance, I can't see things which are far away. They are blurred to me, and because of it, I need the help. I need some help. I have to have some kind of lenses to be able to see. And see, I've had black glasses, wide-rimmed glasses with ear hoops that lance all in my ears. I've had $300 frames, and I've had some $13 frames. I've worn regular prescription, strong prescription, shaded lenses, clear lenses, blackout lenses, thin lenses, thick lenses, until the day I was delivered from eyeglasses, and I was able to move into the realm called contact lenses. Their purpose was to help me take that which is a blur and bring some clarity or focus. And you see, without some kind of lenses, I can't drive a car. Without it, I might misread a traffic signal. Without some lenses, I might even misread a bottle of medicine. Without it, I would not be able to recognize danger when it's nearby. In other words, I need to focus just to survive. You see, without focus, I might give somebody a $20 bill instead of a $1 bill. But without focus, I might add salt instead of sugar in the recipe. But without focus, I might give the dog some cat food. But without focus, I might wear a green shirt with a polka dot yellow and gray tie, a white pair of pants, and I thought I had on black, some brown socks, or orange socks, and then wear a turquoise jacket to top it all off. Without focus, I might take 2 blood pressure pills instead of 1 and take 1 sugar pill instead of 2. It's a terrible thing not to have the ability to focus, to focalize, to concentrate, to converge, to center, to see things with clarity. However, it is terrible to have this condition in the natural. It is also terrible to suffer this condition in the spiritual. See, spiritual myopic impairment is what many a believer suffer from today. When presented with situations in life, they can't focus. When presented with troubles in their life, they can't focus. When circumstances look bad, they can't focus. When trials are on every hand, they can't focus. And because they can't focus, they become victims of Satan and his devices. So I got to get to this point of proclamation this evening. Y'all know I don't do a lot of explanation. I want to do some proclamation. I need to proclaim that which God has done for us. So this evening, I want to I'm going to examine just a little bit, though. First of all, the reality of dual circumstances. This psalm opens by saying that God is. Now wait a minute. I could stop right there. Y'all know it, God just is. Whatever you need, he is. I'm not talking about just that he exists. I'm saying that he is. Whatever it is that you need, God is. But the psalmist says that God is our refuge and strength. He said that God is a very present help, a right now help, an available right now help. But yet, at the same time in this psalm, there is trouble in the land. Look at what he says, that if the earth changes, what if the mountains are shaking and earthquakes tumble things into the sea? See, our focus needs to be correct. On the one hand, God is God all by himself. But on the other hand, there's trouble in the land.
On one hand, he's bred in a starving land, but on the other hand, somebody's going to sleep on the street tonight. On one hand, he's a waymaker, but on the other hand, I still got bills that are due. And enemies on every hand, I shop in shoes that really haven't been totally paid for. I got a house that ain't paid for yet either. You know, and the thing of it is, you can be holy, 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 and still going through hell, hell, hell. Isn't that a thing? On one hand, I'm blessed, but on the other hand, I'm struggling. On one hand, I'm highly favored, but on the other hand, I got to take medicine. On one hand, I'm a prayer warrior, but on the other hand, I got my own problem. On one hand, I've never been stronger spiritually, but on the other hand, I've never been this weak physically. As a believer, there is a duality to my existence. Just as Jesus Christ was totally a man and totally God, he came and we like him, we can be captive by our own experience that is totally godly and totally carnal at the same time. Now this might fly in the face of some of the holier than thou people that are on the line, but I've discovered that you can be godly and under satanic attack at the same time. You can be praising God with hurting feet. You can lift up arthritic holy hands. You can run and leap and praise God on bunions and corn. So first of all, there is a duality of our circumstances. And secondly, there are some results of a deep connection. See, the psalmist says that even though I'm simultaneously going through all of this, that there is a river. And this river suggests that there is peace. So let me run a tape. I got troubles around me. There are problems for me, like personal earthquakes, personal mountains of mine that are leveled and dumped into the sea. Personal waters roar because of the fury foam has formed. The mountains that are within me are remaining, they're on shaky ground. But the psalmist says that there is a river. See, my vision is not clear at this point. If you're not careful, you'll experience spiritual whiplash. One minute, you dwell in your trouble. The next, you're thinking about the bad. One minute, you think about running away. Then you start thinking about ending it all. God says that in the midst of all the turmoil, the trouble, the family problems, the medical issues, all the financial problems, the politics, the layoffs, the pain, the suffering, the situations that are all out of my control, with all of that, there is a river.
Amen.
There is a river. Somebody on this line, you don't have the bank account that other people have. You don't drive the car that other people have. Matter of fact, somebody on this line probably dropped out of high school, dropped out of college. You know, you're not a member of Omega Psi Phi Delta, or AKA. You're just a member of Negro, Negro, Negro. You don't have a freezer full of food. You barely make it from paycheck to paycheck. Somebody's been divorced, lost your credit rating, dealing with disease in your body. But all you have to rely on is the Lord. There is a river.
Yes, Lord.
There is
a river.
Ain't it good to be stable? Ain't it good that God is on your side? Ain't it good to know that what you're going through right now could not have happened to somebody else because you have some stuff on the inside of you that they don't have? You have power within you that they don't possess. You have the river that brings peace that flows on the inside.
Yes.
When you got a deep connection with God. Now, I'm not talking about a Sunday go to meet religion, but a deep relationship with God. It transcends circumstances. The old songwriter says, keep your eyes up on Jesus. Keep your eyes up on him. And the things of this life will grow strangely dim when you keep your eyes on him. There's something to be said about this deep connection. There is a place way down deep in the deepest corner of your soul, the place that the devil would love to occupy, but it belongs to nobody else. To Jesus.
Amen.
So first of all, I'm trying to get to the point of this thing now. First of all, there is a duality reality of our circumstance. Secondly, really it results in a deep connection for me, for the son. But lastly, I just got to get to this point here. I am secure in the realm of divine composure. See, in verse 8, he comes, he says, come, behold. He's saying, come, look, come, check this out. Come see, come, focus your eyes on this and see the work of the Lord. When the psalmist invites you to look at the work of the Lord, he doesn't deal with the mountains and the seas or the floods or the fires mentioned in the first verse of this song. Those are circumstances that are that might be against you through acts of nature that are not man controlled. Instead, he says, I don't want you to focus on those things that are terrible and horrible. Focus on the things that didn't consume you. He says, if you focus on the works of the Lord, he has done some things on your behalf. And even if you weren't aware of it, he was doing things for you. Oh, he stopped some wars on your behalf. He has broken arrows that were designed for you by your enemies. He splintered spirits that were thrown at you, causing them to go off course. He burned up some shields with fire. In other words, your shield would have caught on fire because of the fiery darts of the wicked one. But he reserved and reversed the outcome. Oh, yeah, your shield can burn. But before I go further, I just got to ask the question. Somebody on this line, has God ever stepped in on your circumstances? Has God ever changed your bad children? Has God ever reversed your doctor's diagnosis? Has God ever changed your x-ray? Has God ever reversed a curse on your life? Has God ever given you a second opinion? Has God ever took your test and turned it into a testimony? Has God ever stopped your eviction? Has God ever canceled your surgery? Oh, this has been a year. Has God ever wiped your slate clean? Has God ever moved Satan right out of your way? Has God ever protected you when you were weak? Has God ever comforted you when you were lonely? Does God know you? He knows you will have circumstances. But he has a word for you while you're going through. He said, be still and know that I am God. And you see, the thing I want to do is exalt him for all that he's done in my life. I see things differently now. I don't have to worry. I don't have to lose sleep at night. I'm just going to be still and hold my peace. I want to take things one day at a time.
I'm going to be still. I'm going to pray for my enemy. I'm going to be still loving my life just the way it is. I'm going to be still thanking God for all that he has done. I'm going to be still and stop all of this ripping and running. I'm going to be still and stop all this petty party stuff. I'm going to just be still and see if there's anybody on this line here who has some time to reflect. You see, you could have been dead. You could have been outdoors. You could have lost your life. Your children could have been driven over or had a drive-by. Your house could have caught on fire. Your money could have got stolen. Your car could have been carjacked. You could have had a heart attack. You could have died from AIDS or HIV. You've been in places where you shouldn't have been. You might even drink some stuff that you shouldn't have been drinking. You said some things that you shouldn't have said. You talked some things that you shouldn't have talked. But just reflect and see that God has been good. Oh, he take care of you when you couldn't take care of yourself.
Yes,
oh, he's been such a good God. He's watched over you when you were all alone. He's been a good God. Just reflect right now. Be still. Know that he is God. Open up your eyes and testify. Exalt his name. See, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I have a testimony. My greatest testimony is that I have a relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
He died because he loved me. He hung on the cross because he loved me. He was pierced in the side because he loved me. He was put in a barred tomb because he loved me. But most of all, he rose up from the dead early on Sunday morning. Because he loves me. Oh, he loves me. Amen. Focus. Keep your focus. Focus on what God is doing. You might not be able to see it. Focus on the unseen as you go through even 2019. Keep your focus. God is good. Now I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Paul for the invitation. God bless everybody.
Amen. 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 We thank and praise God for that word. We receive great, great conviction and clarity from that word. Even though we are in the storm, God still shines upon us. As the song said, shine on me. Let the light of the lighthouse shine on me. Constant reminder of his goodness. Where we could have been by grace and mercy, even where we should have been by grace by the mercy of God, the sacrifice of our Christ, we are healed, we are saved, we are brought through. And yes, it isn't all easy. It isn't all going to be easy. We suffer, even in our salvation.
Mm-hmm.
The war still rages on.
Yes.
We've all asked ourselves, Lord, why do I not have, and those that do not believe have? That the rewards of this world are given on this world, but we have to hold fast for the true everlasting reward. I thank praise God for that word, for that message to bring forth hope to our lives. And speaking of hope, for those that are listening, those that may be listening now, may be listening in the future, if you were listening to this conference call either on social media or you called in just to sit back and see what's going on, you have to ask yourself, if you were to die right now, where would you spend eternity?
Yeah.
If you're not sure of that answer, December 28, 2018, it's time to get sure. We invite every last one to salvation.
Yeah.
But Romans 10 and 9 says, if you confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in thy heart that he died and rose again for your sake, then you shall be saved. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. No other opportunity is promised. To be sure. To be sure. We don't boost false gifts. We don't sit back here and tell you that once you confess, once you believe, that it's going to be all sunshine and rainbow. Yet we can say that you, whatever you go through, God will bring you through it.
Yeah.
Whatever situation comes your way, however bad it may seem, however impossible it may look like, or that people may tell you, nothing is impossible for God.
Yes.
Nothing. And to know that you serve a God that is all-powerful, that is all-possible.
Mm-hmm.
All-possible.
Yeah.
Will bring you through. An all-possible God. I mean, we all say an all-powerful God and all-knowing God and all-understanding God and all-present God, but God is an all-possible God. The term, the possibilities are endless, falls upon the shoulders of our Heavenly Father. So this is your opportunity right now, the opportunity of a lifetime. And when you do confess, when you do believe, when you do accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the next phase is to find a church home.
Yeah.
Find a church home where the Word of God in its purest form is being taught. The point, I would say, is the place you ought to be. McKinney, Texas, Huntsville, Alabama, East St. Louis, Illinois, Okinawa, Japan, Africa, international, worldwide. We are everywhere.
Yeah.
Yet for some reason you can't find us, there's always a place near your home, near your business, near anywhere you are. There's always somewhere where love is being shared and the word is being spoken. Find that place so that you can know what it means to be in a position where the possibilities are endless. Amen, amen.
Thank you again, Pastor Mark.
Not Pastor Mark. He must be talking about me. Pastor Mark is talking about me right now, people. Pastor Herbert. Pastor Herbert Jr.
Amen.
Thank you so much, as always, for bringing us through the end of the year 2018. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the love that you've shown. We thank you for sharing in your ministers and your deacons with us to pray and to read the scripture and just have a good old time in the Lord. We're so thankful for that. Right now, what we're going to do is, if I'm still in order, I see that we do have Pastor Mom on the line. We're going to. Amen. They may have taken a break, but they didn't break from this. So yeah, we're just happy that they're with us even at this point. We're gonna unmute her line and have an opportunity. Pastor Mark, stop talking about me. Pastor Bob.
Okay.
Pastor Bob.
I think. Pastor McCoy tonight did a good job.
Amen.
I enjoyed it. That's my oldest son, and I thank the Lord for him. And I think he just looked up to the Lord for whatever, and his mama looked up and prayed for all of it. And I got another one here tonight. My granddaughter is here tonight taking care of me while Barbara is gone.
Amen.
Is that joy?
Straight from the heart. Just straight from the heart. Just felt
Amen.
The power of God straight through it.
Amen.
Yeah, so we just sit here just really enjoying it tonight. I didn't say Merry Christmas to you. I didn't hear your voice, Merry Christmas. But Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Thank you, Mom.
Amen.
Amen. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you too, Mom.
Amen.
That's Pam. That's my oldest granddaughter. Take care.
Amen. Amen. I think she's your prettiest granddaughter, too.
Oh, no.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. My husband's wearing the amen, too.
God bless you.
Amen.
The anointing is still just flowing all through you.
Amen.
Powerhouse. Powerhouse. Just bless you, bless you, bless you.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And if anybody got a problem with me calling Pam the prettiest, call Pam. She's straight it out for me.
Oh, goodness. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank you all. Thank everybody. Thank you so much. Just for the show of love. If anybody else has anything they would like to say, press your one key now, and I will unmute you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Always give everybody a choice. Amen. Here we are. Reverend Treva.
Amen.
Wait, hold it on. Should be coming along now. Reverend Treva, are you there? I think it's still spinning. It may not come through. Hold on. It may not go through. It seems like the system is in a state of a weird looping state. Reverend Treva, if you can hear us, you may or may not be able to answer. It didn't go through. Hold on, I'm going to try one more time.
All right.
It does. Amen. While we're trying this, Pastor Herbert, if you wouldn't mind giving us just a brief summary of the point vision for the 19 and 2020 year. I know we didn't talk a lot about it. We talked a little bit about it in regards to seeing 2020 as the year that there's going to be a definite change.
Yeah.
A definite moving forward while we're trying to get this rolling. If you wouldn't mind just maybe talking
we're in 2019. As I said, we need to continue to focus on the unseen. We need to keep our focus. God is doing some stuff and we can't see it. I wouldn't have ever thought that all this would be possible this time last year. And he's done a new thing. And as we see now, we have what we call the Vision 2020, where in Vision 2020, we wanted to see the point. Our vision was to see the point, have established a couple of places here in Collin County. And God has done exceedingly and abundantly beyond that. To have the point established now to the place that it is. We're even looking at some property right now. And I can see in this property having a nice studio
for us to be able to broadcast from. But the main thing, the main point of our vision.
Hello.
2020. Hello, is that you, Reverend Treva?
This is Reverend Treva. God bless y'all.
Hey,
and
you
my
got
sister.
You through
hey.
Hey,
yes, you did. And this time I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm visiting my sister for a couple of weeks. So
oh,
I'm on the East Coast.
Amen. You East Coast.
I enjoyed the Bible. Yeah, I'm East Coast, and I got away for a little while. It was a very good, very on-time message, and I needed to hear it. And I'm just, all I can relate to that is just being grateful. In the midst of everything you've gone through this year, last year, everything. And so it just ministered, this word ministered to my heart, Pastor McCoy. Thank you so much. And I want to wish you guys Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy New Year.
Amen.
And I'll be back home by the 5th of January. So
all right, come on
I'll
back to the West
down
side.
Here. Yeah, I'll be in Las Vegas next week.
All
so,
right.
But anyway,
that's
though.
That's where Deacon Michael's from. He's from Vegas.
Wow. But anyway, though, I really enjoyed the Bible study tonight, and God bless you all. I love you.
Hey, love you too. To God be the glory.
Okay. Amen. Good night.
Good night, Reverend Truth. We thank you so much for just being a part of this ministry as always, and the support and love that you've shown and dedication to this ministry. And we're just so excited for what God has in store. As we said, the possibilities are endless. And so we're just trusting God in our possibilities and in our endless moving forward.
Amen. I have to call Elder Paul on something. Because, see, Elder Paul got a glimpse.
Yeah. Yes.
Elder Paul got a glimpse today.
Yes.
Of God's glory toward us, his favor.
Amen.
Did you get a glimpse, Elder?
I got a glimpse of it. Definitely got a glimpse of it. I was able to, like I said, once I got in the door, I just started moving. So I found a lot of, I'm just thankful that as I've seen where you're going, where God is leading us, where we are going in all of this, it's going to be a wonderful thing. We're going to be able to definitely do some wonderful things. You're going to see some amazing things happening at the point.
Yeah.
We are definitely excited for that. Amen.
Yeah. I had to call you on that because you know, I haven't been able to talk to you since we got you in the door.
Right. But like I said, once I got in the door, I started looking around, and I'm like, oh, okay, we see what we can definitely do it. We don't definitely do that.
Yeah.
So we're just
I'm not trying to talk about something that's secretive or anything, but the point has been blessed
right.
by the Google organization to have I would say greater than $100,000 worth of gifts for what has been bestowed upon us.
Amen.
It's something that's getting ready to transcend anything anybody ever thought about doing as a church. And, Elder Paul got a password to be able to get in today. And he knows how to use a lot of this stuff. I've just been totally dumbfounded by it. And he's got to look. He knows more than I do. So I thank God for what he's doing.
We one of the things that I know that God has done, even in the Word, as we recall, as those that were building the temple of God, everyone had their purpose. Everyone had their skill set. Everyone had their abilities and God used each and every one to the best of their ability. And so we just we're just here to be a part of this flowing in regards to the point for its it has magnificent potential, and we just are excited to be a part of each and every part of it, to be a part.
Amen.
To be a part of the body. So at this time, if anyone has a we're going to move on to our prayer request. If anyone has a prayer request, so that we can definitely continue on and in prayer for those areas that are in need. Amen.
Well, I want to put a prayer request out there. I have a very good friend. He's a minister of the gospel. His name is Dwayne Perkins. Dwayne Perkins is getting daily radiation treatment right now. He has to go. He lives in Fort Worth, but he has to go to Dallas on a weekly basis. He stays there from Monday through Friday because they have to do daily radiation. They get him on the weekend, and he says he's going to have to do this through March. So, and he's been into it. He's about 2 months into it now, and he's staying strong. So him and his wife, Regina, Minister Perkins and Sister Regina, if y'all could keep them in your prayers. We're going to have them on the line, hopefully, beginning of next year. But keep them in your prayers, please, as he goes through what could become a difficult time.
Amen. 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 Anyone else?
Yes, this is Deacon White. Yes, you can also continue to keep my granddaughter, Laura. She's doing a whole lot better. She's still in the hospital, though. You know, she went through the heart surgery, just being three to 4 weeks old. And then they, after the surgery, she got fluid on her lungs, and they had to gradually pump that out of her lungs about 2 weeks after that. And so I did get a call from my son, said she's doing a whole lot better, but I think you just keep her lifted up in prayer, please. Thank you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. We thank and praise God for those that have sent in their prayer request. If anyone else has a prayer request, you can speak, or if you're on mute, you can press your one key. Amen. We have a new person online. New person online before we move on. If you have anything to say, you can press your one key. Or if you have a prayer request. Amen. Pastor Herbert, if you would not mind.
Yes.
If you wouldn't mind just leading us in prayer for those that have, for the requests that have been made for your friend, for Aurora, and just for every last one of us, whatever the need is, those that are standing in need of prayer, we all are. We all are.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you now, Father, just thanking you, Father, for getting us to this point. Oh, Father, you've invited many to the table. And, Father, each of us have our appointed place at the table. No one else considered our seat at the table, Father. And we know that before we come to the table, we know that there's been some trouble. We know that there's some trouble waiting for us. Your word says that man has but a few days, and they're all full of trouble. So, Father, whatever we come with, we know you're going to give us what we need at the table. Oh, Father, some might have illness in their body. Oh, Father, feed right now in the name of Jesus that one might be healed. Oh, Father, some might have trouble, Father, with finances. Oh, Father, we know you can handle that. They have to go through a little bit of something to be able to make it through. Oh, Father, there are some treatments to be had for medical situations. Like we said earlier, there's a duality here. Oh, Father, that which is going to make us better sometimes hurts. And, oh, Father, we thank you now that you've given us the strength to be able to make it through some tumultuous times. Oh, Father, there's a lot of pain in the land. But, Father, you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, oh, Father, turn their face toward him. Oh, Father, you said if we just turn to Jesus, oh, Father, turn from all wicked ways. Father, say you heal the land. But, Father, we know you're doing some healing, and some of us are still wicked. So we're going to thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. There's a duality in us, Father. We're some binary people. Either we're on or we're off, Father. And a lot of times we're not on for you. But, Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you just continue to keep us as you've taken us through this year. Help us to prepare next year.
Yes.
Give us the strength we need to get through. Oh, Father, even as we look at that baby Aurora, Father. Oh, that's nothing about strength. That's strength, Father, because, oh, Father, there's nothing she could do for herself.
Mm-hmm.
But, Father, you're making a way.
Yeah.
And one day she's going to be able to look back and say, you know, when I was only 2 weeks old, God took care of me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Father, you're making a way right now. Bless that family, Father. Oh, that whole family got some kind of stuff going on. Oh, but, Father, even in my own family and all of our families, Father, we got some stuff that's going on. But, Father, we know that you're a good God. We know that even in our pain and in our suffering and our trials and our tribulations, we have you. There is a river, and that river flows. The devil can't touch that river. He can't dip his toe in that river. That river comes from you. And, Father, we want to thank you right now for your goodness and your mercy. Continue to bless now my brother Perkins and his wife. As they go through it, oh, Father, we know that you brought them to it. And, oh, Father, you haven't even gotten to that point. Some people don't make it to that point. Some people are taken out. They're taken out before they get there. But you've seen fit to bring this brother thus far. And we're going to say thank you. Oh, Father, I just thank you now for even my mother on the line, Father. Oh, Father, know what she's been through. But, oh, Father, you just keep on keeping her. And I thank you, Father. I don't know what it's like to lose a mother. I don't know what it's like to lose a father. And, oh, Father, I don't want to know anytime soon. But I thank you for keeping her. Thank you for that beautiful niece I got sitting there. She got somebody to help her through. And, oh, Father, you made a way. You just keep making. Oh, well, who'd have thought it? 50-something years ago, you'd have somebody prepared there to take care of you when I can remember changing her diaper. Oh, Father, you're a good God.
Yes.
You have things all decent and in order. Everything is prepared. All things work together for good. The call according to your purpose. Oh, I think I forgot a part that loves your Father. And, oh, Father, oh, how we love you. And, oh, how we love Jesus. So we say thank you, Father. Thank you right now. in the name of Jesus. We might not have spoken somebody's need, but you know them all. And we know you can meet every one of them, Father. We know that you do. Some might not want what they need. But, Father, you've arranged it. So we say thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. God is a good God.
Amen. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And if there isn't anything else before the benediction is called, we would just want to say once again thank God in the midst.
Amen.
Venom Radio for providing the means to share these messages and the Word of God all these years. We thank and praise God for the support and the love that they've shown us throughout this year, 2018, as we're going to a new year. We are so excited, as we've said before, for what God is doing right now, and even more so for what's to come.
Amen.
But if there isn't anything else, we'll ask Pastor Herbert to perform our benediction as he sees fit.
Amen. 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 We give glory and honor to God. One more time, we thank everybody that's on the line this evening. And then I kind of held back a little bit. I want you to take into 2019, Pop. I know we know him as God. You know, he is God. But I want you to remember Pop. Because,
amen.
You know, in that scripture that we read tonight, over there in that particular song, there is a little word in there that I didn't say. That word is Selah.
Selah.
The word Selah.
Amen.
And it is so.
Take a pregnant pause. Just take a pregnant pause. Just stop for a minute. So as we go into this new year, remember the point of Paul. Say law. The point of Paul. If you can just pause. Just pause as long as you need to. And just go say law, say law, say law. Just pause. And watch God work it out.
Amen.
You might just feel a little bit better. Give your time to focus on what he's doing. So remember, Pop, as we go through 2019. And Heavenly Father, we just thank you now. We thank you for Get a Radio, this radio blog, Father, that has allowed us to be jettisoned off into that which the point is to become. We couldn't be the point as we're going to be without this time. This Get a Radio DNA will forever be in the point. It will show forever. And we thank God for it, for all that he's done to get us to this particular point. And now unto him that is able to keep us. The only wise God, the one that does exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ever ask, think, or ever imagine, to him be all glory, all majesty, all dominion, henceforth now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen.
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 We bid all a good night.
Amen. Amen. And just remember, no worries, only worship. No problems, only praise. No fear, only faith. No troubles, only trust. Choose God. And with that choice, your password is love. God loves you. So do we. Have a good new year. Be safe out there. See you soon. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Mm-hmm.